This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. After building a retail empire selling other companies' video games, Grapevine-based GameStop wants to make their own. The company last month announced the creation of an independent division that will fund and publish video games. Mark Stanley is Vice President of Internal Development and Diversification at GameStop, and he joins me now to talk about GameTrust. Mark Stanley, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Why move into game publishing?
Well, game publishing is an interesting piece because it's all about content. And traditionally, we have the large budget AAA games out there that we see every holiday and throughout the year. But we saw a niche and a need for supporting the smaller independent developers and bringing that content to stores.
Do you have any concerns competing against companies that already create games? You know, is there room in the market for your own?
Absolutely. We see a big gap. And in fact, all the publishing community and the first parties, which is Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, and even PC gamers, are supporting us very much intently because we're filling this void of smaller content in the industry.
In creating GameTrust, how much of this was just trying to cut out the middleman and perhaps make more money?
Honestly, that wasn't the driver. The driver here, and as we talked about the development of GameTrust, we really had a very honest conversation with the GameStop board and the executive team. And we said, this is not really going to drive billions, guys. What it is it's the right thing to do for our customers. We have over 60 million gamers walking through our doors every year. And we take the responsibility of curating the space in our stores very, very seriously.
How do you go about creating games? Will GameTrust work with companies that already create them, or will you have your own people making them?
Well, right now we are in partnership with numerous independent developers out there that have a DNA of making great games. So what we'll do is we're not going to be the experts at making games. We're going to partner and collaborate with these companies that are already established and already have a track record.
Sales of video games online are growing rapidly. There are services like Steam and even over video game consoles like the PlayStation or the Xbox. How is this affecting GameStop's business?
Well, it's actually one of our biggest growing part of our business. Last year, we sold over $1 billion in digital content, and that's just over 10% of our overall revenues. And with GameTrust, we're able to grow that even quicker because as part of this collaboration with game developers, the content that we make, not only are we going to distribute it in its physical form exclusively at GameStop stores, but digitally, you can find it anywhere in the world.
For people who buy video games these days, you buy a game, and then there's a part of it that you can't play unless you pay more. Mm-hmm. It's called DLC, downloadable content.
Right.
Why does the gaming industry do that these days?
I think there's a number of reasons. You know, the gaming community as a whole is increasingly wanting more and more, right? And that's natural and organic in the process of video games. And games are getting deeper and deeper and bigger. So budgets are limited, as we all know. So a game can come out in a certain form, and having DLC allows the game developer to develop continued experience with the game, but it won't be ready for launch, so they're able to continue selling a downloadable content, whether it's a map or a different level. And if a gamer wants more and more, they're able to kind of add these snacking pieces to the experience.
At the level of games that GameTrust is looking to produce, is it going to minimize the practices of DLC, or is that still in store?
I think DLC will always be part of the experience. The way we're looking at GameTrust games is we want to bring great value to the games. Right now, if you are looking for any game, whether you're in the App Store, you could spend $50 and it's a random choice of what you'll end up getting. You might get one good game out of five that you download. And what we are trying to do here is making sure that everybody that comes into our stores looks at this section, and no matter what game they buy, they're going to have incredible value and an incredible experience.
What makes a great video game?
That's a great question. It's an art form, as we know, right? And it's so subjective. But there are key pieces depending on what platform you're talking about. If we're talking about traditional console games that are being played on a TV, you know, immersiveness is a big aspect of it. So can we bring more immersiveness to that experience? You go to a movie theater, you're playing a passive role. When you're in a video game, you're playing an active role in your game itself. And on the flip side, when you're talking about VR, which is one of the areas we're diving into game development, is what's going to be that acceptable experience for VR, which is just in its early stages.
Mark Stanley is Vice President for Internal Development and Diversification at GameStop. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin.